of matches, World Cup matches in Dublin in 2030.
Mary, wouldn't that be something else? The World Cup 2030? Well, we'll have to dream about that and we'll see what happens. It's a long, long way off, isn't it? But I think the process is underway now that the Irish government have backed a bid to co-host the World Cup with the UK. And, you know, there's no doubting about it. It's an exciting and ambitious project. But I'm not going to get too excited just yet. It is 9 years away, the formal bidding process next year. The World Cup, along with the Olympics, is the biggest sporting event in the world. And the 2030 tournament is actually going to be extra special because it will mark the centenary of the very first World Cup. And that also means that there's likely to be more competition to stage it. Uruguay hosted the first ever World Cup in 1930, and it looks like they will also be in the running for this. They want to maybe host it along with Argentina, Paraguay and Chile. So you can see the romance with that sort of bid, can't you? Long, long way to go. But look, isn't it great that we're talking about it, and maybe we could be considered for that. Lots more on this story a little bit later on in the programme. Everton kept their bid for a Champions League place alive with a 1-0 victory against Southampton last night. The other big story this morning is Gordon Elliott. He is in the news for all the wrong reasons, and the British Horse Racing Authority has decided to ban Gordon Elliott from running any of his horses in the UK until after the investigation into an image of the trainer sitting on a dead horse is concluded. Now I'm joined by Leo Powell, managing editor of the Irish Field. Leo, first of all, your reaction to this development last night from the British Horse Racing Authority. What does that mean for Gordon Elliott?
Good morning, Darren. It's a very serious, obviously, the fact that they have decided before the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board have made their decision to refuse to take entries from him puts him in a very, very difficult position. But more importantly, puts his owners in a hugely difficult position because Gordon had some 100 entries or more for Cheltenham. I think the disappointment in it is that but the blanket ban as such on Gordon means obviously then that the owners suffer, so they have an option. They can move their horses elsewhere. There may be another way to do it in the sense of Gordon relinquishing his license and somebody else taking it over, but at the moment it creates a huge headache for the people who are the backbone of the industry, the people who pay all the bills, the owners, and they're put in a very difficult position, and it certainly puts pressure on the IHRB in Ireland to come up with a speedy conclusion to this and a decision to be made.
What is the general feeling and what's the general reaction among the Irish racing community to these developments over the last day or two, Leo?
Oh gosh, Darren, I think there is immense sadness in the industry. I've been professionally involved in it for well over 40 years. I don't recall a time when I have felt more sad about what is happening. I think that, you know, for me, the fact that 99.9% of people in our business, which employs nearly 30,000 people, the primary and secondary employment, look after their horses well, treat them with respect, do everything to the highest order. And, you know, the fact that the entire industry, in a sense, can feel that they're besmirched in some way, I think that is incredibly sad. You know, this incident was certainly, a one-off. The horses that, you know, are looked after by more than 60 people in Gordon Elliott's yard are looked after with the greatest of care. And, you know, I think it's so disheartening and it's so despondent that, you know, an incident like this could in some way tarnish what is a hugely reputable industry and sport for Ireland is deeply, deeply upsetting.
Leo Powell, thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Before I go, Ciarán McGeoin has withdrawn from the European Indoor Championships, which take place in Poland later this week. She claims that she suffered a few setbacks. And finally, significant day for snooker fans. Stephen Hendry back in the game after 9 years after retiring. He takes on Matthew Selt at the Gibraltar Open in Milton Keynes tonight. I'll be back in an hour.